When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. We survived the ice storm of 2023. The man in front of me, survivor, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pentelis. Our friend over there is Poseidon. I was so lucky with the ice storm. Last night I was at the restaurant and I check, because everyone I was talking to had run out of power. The power was out. I check on my street, all of my neighbors to the left don't have power. My neighbor to the right has power. The other one has power. And after that, none of them have power. So next, like in front of me, behind me, beside me, no one has power except for me and three, four houses.
That's the universe teaching you something. Mm. Center right, the best.
Yeah.
You go too far or you go at left at all, it's darkness. That's where people are supposed to be. Poseidon.
Yes.
I want you to know something before we get started.
Absolutely.
We have a new partnership, a new sponsor for this podcast and for all our podcasts, pretty much. It is canadoc.ca. Mike, you were looking at them right before we started.
I looked at their website. They're medical marijuana.
Medical cannabis.
Medical cannabis. Yeah. Oh, it's not medical marijuana?
I don't know. I think people don't use that term anymore.
Really? Because it makes it sound old.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Hey. But they have everything.
Hey, can you give me one of those hashish cigarettes? Yeah, one of
them. Can I get one of them drug joints? Can I have three marijuanas, please?
Three marijuanas.
Yeah, I don't know why they call it that, but it's medical cannabis. I never liked the word cannabis, but apparently that's what people use for it now.
I saw on their website they have edibles made from hash, and I love edibles, but I've never had hash edibles, so I'm definitely going to get my... And it's easy, right, to get... you ordered?
Okay, so this is how I ordered, because when I was approached and I started talking with them, I'm not even a big weed guy. I'm a CBD guy, so I really wanted to have
I'm a cannabis guy.
And a cannabis guy. So they laughed, like, yeah, trust me, we got you. So I looked, and I was like, Jesus Christ, they have all kinds of shit that I didn't even know you could buy. And then I go, but I don't have a medical card. It's trouble. And then they're trying to explain to me. They go, there's no trouble. Just fucking you send an appointment. I book an appointment. Some hot chick calls me, nurse. And
how did you know she was hot?
I'm assuming.
Okay.
I'm assuming everyone in this business is hot.
Okay.
So and now someone's going to call. It's going to be a goblin. But some chick calls me and she just goes through it. You know what's going on? Less than 10 minutes. Like, it was, honestly, for me, it was less than 10 minutes. It was like 8 or 6 or whatever. And they go through a list of shit. Most people can use cannabis. That's what I realized, is cannabis has all kinds of different uses
for like your CBD.
Joints. See, me, it's because of my joints, my back, and my anxiety and stuff. So she prescribes the CBD thing. And then it's automatic. I don't need to do anything because it goes to the clinics. Mm. It goes to these places. So I just order. And I chose Canada Post, and they brought it to my house.
How long did it take?
2 days or something.
Okay, that's very quick.
Because it's here in... It doesn't take long.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long at all, especially if you order business days, as long as there's no ice storm. It comes quick. And they had cool shit. I have edibles at the house. Okay. I have these little liquids that you could put in your drink so I could spike your drink.
Like drops?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
CBD or THC?
The one I got is THC.
Okay.
But I got it by accident.
Okay.
But I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, CBD is good. My knee's been killing me. I think I'm going to take some. I don't know if it's expired, the one I have, but if not, I'm going to order.
Throw it out.
Yeah, I'm going to order. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
CanadaDoc.ca.
Hey.
All right.
I love that during a commercial for CanadaDoc.ca, he was like, I have some at home, so I'm good. It might be the expiration date is over, but it's good.
No.
Weed is weed. Who cares where you buy it from? Yeah. It's all the same garbage.
He's more of a vape guy.
He's such a good salesman. When you go rent a car, he's like, how much is a convertible? Well, here they're 80, but, you know, Tilden is next door and fucking Avis. It's all the same bullshit.
It's reverse. Like, you have a bicycle, you don't need to pay for gas.
It's reverse psychology.
Yeah. Did you know Toro, they have cheaper cars
than
everyone. They're better than everyone.
Dude, Uber will drive you.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And also, while we're on plugs, it's not just our sponsor we got to talk about. It's also Mike Ward Noir in English.
Is on tour. I didn't know what to call that show in English.
N-word.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, let's call it just Noir in English. Because it's a French show that I adapted for the English market. Not the English, like not Britain. It's not like me going, hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Hello, chums.
The Human Rights Commission, mate.
You should have just called it Noir, but you should translate. You should have said Noir in Spanish. That would have been the better one.
But I'm doing
turn some heads.
I'm doing the Great Hall in Toronto. I've never been to the Great Hall. I've been to Toronto a couple of times. Always had fun. This is the first time I do a full hour in Toronto, so it's going
to
be amazing.
And this is a Great Hall. Many people go to the mediocre hall.
Yeah, the mediocre hall.
They put you up in the Great Hall.
Kind of the shitty hall. Yeah. First time I did the shitty hall, then the mediocre hall that's also called the Yuck Yucks.
Yeah.
And now...
Now the Grand Hall.
Now the Grand Hall.
He's doing the gay ball.
Yeah.
So it's you guys have a show on the same night.
It's a gay ball.
It's a gay ball. So check all that out. Canada.ca, MikeWard.ca for Mike Ward's tour dates. And if you speak French... Suzy Kuda's on tour.
Yeah, we're going on tour. We are doing Canadian cities. We're doing Toronto, Moncton. We're doing 8 Quebec cities. They're all sold out except for Quebec City. We're doing the big Videotron Center. And Saguenay isn't sold out yet either, but all the other ones are sold out. And we're doing 4 towns in Europe. We're doing Paris, Cannes, we're doing Lausanne, and we're doing Brussels.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I was talking this morning, I was talking to Blanche Gardin, Louis's girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, to get her on board for the show in France.
She down?
She's really nice. Like I wasn't sure if she remembered me, and she was like, no, I remember you. But she was like, I don't like I hate going on podcasts. I never do podcasts. And she goes, I'm not good at improv, so I won't be good on stage. And then she was like, just send me a link to like 2 episodes or 1 or 2 episodes so I can watch them. And then I'll tell you if I think I can do it. But I thought that was so weird because she's like by far the best. She's the best comic in France.
It's Louis C.K.'s ex.
Louis C.K.'s ex, yeah.
To make her comfortable, should we send Poseidon to jerk off in front of her?
I'm down.
At the hotel. Just to be like, look, man, we're going to make you feel at home.
Yeah, and she'll be like, I don't want this. Okay, so you're used to it then. I'm making you feel at home.
It's not your first rodeo, huh? I hear you, girl. Yeah, it's crazy shit that's happening.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We've booked, I've booked right now in French. I'm going to be in Rimouski and in Amqui next month. And also in French, I have Les Rebelles tour.
Yeah.
Dates haven't all been announced yet, but they will. And now that's what I'm booking is I want to look moving to other cities for English so we could get back out there.
I'm going
to
do a bunch of your Rebelles shows.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're the only person that's allowed to do anything I do.
Perfect.
You could jump on my French hour and be like, I'll take it from here. Because I know nobody will mind. They'll be like, isn't that weird? But nobody's going to mind.
Yeah.
No one's going to ask for their money back. I know that for sure.
Of course not.
You, within...
People would run out of the theater. Mm. They would... Yeah. Dude, there was a fire.
I've noticed something. Because of what's happening. Right now we're recording this. A million, 10,000 people still don't have any power.
Just in Quebec.
I didn't have power at home. At night, we lost it around 1 a.m., I had to go down 10 flights of stairs. No lights in the building. So the hallways, once you close your door, is pitch black. Going down the stairs, the emergency stairs, pitch black. And my phone had 5% left. So I'm using the flashlight. I'm like, don't fucking die. Don't die. I'm going down. I go, if the garage door is closed and I can't open it, I have to walk up all these goddamn stairs. And I have my dog, in a little pouch in my chest. It was fucking insane. But I realized something driving out. We're 2 days away from people killing themselves.
Yeah.
100%.
The majority of citizens, there's no easy way to say this, are mentally retarded.
Yeah.
There's no lights. I get it. The lights don't work. So what we do as society, every light, you just stop. You choose a stop sign. Wait and then go.
Mm.
They're just panicking, driving through, swerving. It's like, what are you doing, bro? Just treat it like a regular stop sign. And we're all going to get through this together. Mm. Stop panicking.
On my way here, every light had cops, directing traffic. And there wasn't any cops at stop signs because it's a stop sign. Like when power goes out, stop sign, still a stop sign. But people were running the stop sign.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
They're idiots.
Like I'm driving and then I see this fucking piece of shit almost hit me because he was like, there's no cop.
Yeah, that's what I saw the whole way here. Yeah. It was just, it's like these bunch guys are just dummies. So stupid. Yeah. This is why we can't have nice things. This is why the elites, quote unquote, hate society. Mm. It's because of fucking morons like that, but the majority apparently. And then, so this last night was the funniest. So where I am, I could see like all of Ville Saint Laurent, and I'm at the highest point, okay? So, but I'm the only one that has power. So everything is darkness.
Oh, and they see
and
you.
And they could just
little
see me in my
Mr.
boxers.
Millionaire.
Yeah, looking down like
the
this
fucking
and that.
Evil millionaire.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Because it's just, it was before I lost power. But then I noticed something. I'm looking across and I'm looking at the prison. I'm looking at Bordeaux. Bordeaux loses power.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm looking
Don't they have generators for a prison?
Blackness, just darkness, okay? God so damn. I'm looking at the darkness. I'm like, yeah, this ain't good. Yeah. Someone's escaping. Like complete darkness. Like everything was gone. I'm looking like,
how many minutes did it take before the power went back on?
It hasn't gone back. It hasn't gone back.
I thought it'd go like you know.
No, it was pitch black. I was monitoring it at night. It was all black.
Because I've been in a hospital during a power outage, and it goes dark, and then like
the generator
a couple
kicks
center.
In.
I don't know if it's a couple seconds or a couple minutes, but it's pretty quick.
So I checked this out online because I was curious. So on the grids, the way it works is the first people that get power are hospitals,
okay,
fire stations, old folks' homes. Police stations, shit like that. There's a hierarchy of stuff, right? And like I don't know, immigrants are very at the bottom. It's just the way Quebec works. And,
they actually use the immigrants sometimes if they don't have people from Hydro-Quebec. They get an immigrant to hold two wires.
So here's the thing. So I lose power around 1 a.m. And I found out the reason why I had power is because I guess I lost power with everyone else, but we had a generator in the building.
Okay.
But the generator, it's a fucking huge building. It's not going to last that long. So it ran out because I called the guy in the morning. He's like, yeah, the generator ran out of gas. I'm like, well, yeah, wouldn't you guys know that?
And go buy more gas.
But anyway, I'm not going to get into it. The guy runs many buildings. It's not his fault. He's told what to do. So at least they opened the garage door manually so I could get out.
And shouldn't, like, okay, I'm not an expert, but the power goes out at 1 a.m. and you have a generator. Shouldn't you wait, like, people don't need electricity at 2 in the morning, right? They need it when it'll start being dark the next day. And we know an ice storm in Quebec. This is going to be like 3 weeks at least. So I would have saved it. Okay, we're going to use the generator from 7 till 9 every night.
Yeah.
So
do
moms,
your stuff then.
Moms can
wash your clothes. Yeah.
Kids can eat, you know.
You're thinking
A fucking.
Like an adult.
Yeah.
Most people are not thinking like adults. That's what I'm telling you. Everyone's just losing their fucking head over this. So I see it's darkness. I lose power at 1 a.m. I look outside. Ville Saint Laurent is just black. I'm like, I hear sirens all night, cops yelling. Like, it's anarchy outside.
Yeah.
But why? Mostly because people can't just be calm and do things step by step. We'll get through this. They're causing more problems. They're making it harder on everyone else. Nah. So the whole night, I was like, tomorrow's going to be a fucked up day.
Yeah.
I knew it. And then today, I go out and everyone's killing us. I go to the gas station. It was like, I go to the gas station and it was just a huge line of cars, like freaking out as if there's no more gas. And they weren't even pumping gas. They were mostly arguing. So I was on the phone with him and I go, I feel weird. He's like, why? I go, it's not really moving. They're not. I go, I think they're just being dumb. I don't think there's a shortage or anything. So I just leave and I go 3 blocks down and I put gas to the gas station where there was no problems. I go, this is insane. People are fucking creating problems.
Yeah. I got lucky last night.
Oh, you fucked someone.
No.
What's his name?
Top or bottom?
Yeah. Bottom all the way, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, you know who's happy? I was driving on Park Avenue. The Hasidic Jews. Bro, for them, it's a long weekend. They're like, it's Friday already.
they got a long weekend.
Fuck, bro. They're like, it's Friday. Yeah. Every day is Friday. It's Friday night. That's all it is to them.
I got lucky because I was, you know, a bunch of trees fell on cars and shit.
Yeah.
Here, everything was closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I stepped out of my apartment because I was going to come to do Comfort Zone last night. And then Josh called me while I was on my way. And he's like, yeah, it's canceled. And then, I go to get my car. Huge branches had fallen.
Where your car was?
Next to my car.
Okay.
On the sidewalk and on the street. But my car, virtually untouched. Maybe like a few small branches here and there.
Yeah.
But untouched. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is the luck. And then... like other cars had gotten destroyed and shit.
I saw a lot of destroyed cars. I was driving down, coming here, doing a set last night at the Bordel in French, and it was. I told him, "I go." It felt like Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
because there's huge trees. Cars totaled, and the cops are there, and they're trying to find the owner of the car because to tell him your car's done.
Yeah,
and I'm just driving like, what the fuck? And I'm going to tell dick jokes. I'm like, what is this? Like, was anybody going to show up? But they had power. The place was full downstairs.
I had a thing last night, and I don't take showers. I take baths because I'm a old lady.
Cut the first part of that, Poseidon, and use it against him. I don't take showers. I don't take showers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Revenge.
Yeah, so I'm all day. I'm like, it was raining and there was thunder. So I was like, God damn. I don't take baths like when there's thunder because you're sitting in a fucking bucket of water when fucking lightning is hitting your house. So I'm like, okay, it's not raining that much. I'll take a bath. I'm taking a bath and a tree fell on my neighbor's car. Jesus. So I hear like, and my house kind of shook and I just jumped out of the bath without even standing. Like I just like,
what?
Like it's not even my hands or my feet. It felt like it was just my ass that like pushed me out of the bath. And then I'm like, fuck, did I get electrocuted?
God damn.
You had a Ralph Wiggum moment.
Yeah.
Your fucking adrenaline kicked in.
Yeah, my adrenaline kicked in. But then I was like, did I rinse myself? And I was like, I don't care. I'm leaving. So I don't know if I rinsed myself.
You were just freaking out.
I was just freaking out.
The fear, it's crazy how the panic takes over when you think you're going to die.
Yeah, I'm in way better shape than I thought. Like, I have shitty reflexes. Like, if you throw the ball, it'll go like, and I'll be like a second later. But
life or death,
life or death, I'm good. I'm still young.
Yeah. Yeah, but you look younger. People have been commenting on that. Yeah.
It's just I'm thinner and happier.
I think it's happy and that's it. That's what I was going to say, is you're thinner and happier.
Happy and thin.
Dude, happiness changes everything.
Fat and happy, you look younger too.
You do, but it's not as good as happy and thin.
Happy and thin. And the saddest, though, is thin and sad.
Yeah, sad is the worst.
Thin and sad is fat. Thin and sad.
Thin and sad, yeah, because thin and sad, you're like, is he going to die?
Yeah.
But then again, you think that if they're too fat and sad.
Yeah. I think just sad, it's sad.
Yeah.
Just whether you're thin or fat.
How does Lizzo feel?
Lizzo seems happy.
That's what I think.
Yeah. She seems very happy.
She was on The Mandalorian with Jack Black, and everyone's upset.
Really? How come?
Why were they upset?
That's what the New York Post said, that everyone was mad. I was like, I don't even watch the show.
What did she do in The Mandalorian?
She plays an alien.
Okay, that's reasonable. That's a parallel.
That's what everybody plays. They're all aliens. You know? There's no earthlings.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Everyone's technically an alien.
Were you saying it's normal because she's fat and aliens are probably fat?
No, but I would have thought she would have played like what's his
Jabba
name?
The Hutt?
Yeah, there you go.
That's
like like his wife or something.
That's the role you were born to play. Man.
No, but like his wife or something.
Yeah, you like
Jabba the Slut.
Jabba the Slut. Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah, she's with Jack Black apparently. Isn't it?
Okay, he plays an alien too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're both aliens, I guess. Yeah. Jack Black. It's funny. He's Jack Black, but she's black. He's not. Interesting. Think about that. Yeah.
It's
Let that simmer.
You wanna talk about something and let it simmer?
That'd be like the vulgar Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Sounds like an old Seinfeld bit, but just a
There's
bit.
There's something
edgier.
There, yeah.
Mirrors, okay.
Repeat that.
Mirrors.
I don't know what that is.
Are fucked up, dude.
Oh, because you saw the TikTok thing of the they put a magazine.
Yes,
I
didn't see it.
What the fuck is that?
There's a magazine. Let's say okay, the mirror's here.
Yeah, let's say you take this pen.
Okay, no, but we'll take this. Okay, so you got this. You got this, and then you put you have this. You put it here, and this is the mirror. So you figure the mirror shouldn't see this thing, the bottle cap. But then when you look to the side. You see the bottle cap.
In the reflection.
I think that's just trickery.
Yeah,
though.
It's trickery.
How does that happen?
No, it's just fake.
Yeah, it's just an illusion.
No, I tried it at home.
And it worked?
Yes.
Oh,
wait,
shit.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, so I had a paper.
Can we get a mirror?
Oh, my God.
Call someone that does cocaine.
Yeah. Can you call someone who's not hideous that
if
they
you
might
put,
own?
If you put an item like he described.
An item like he described, a bottle cap?
A bottle cap. Let's say this pen. You put it, and then you put like a paper, and you hide the pen behind the paper,
right?
And you stick it to the mirror. If you look behind the paper, like that, you see the pen in the reflection.
No.
But yes, I swear,
maybe
dude.
Maybe you
I
have a thin, use something harder, like not
dude,
a piece of paper.
I used my tax papers. The government demand.
Bro, you made $4. We need thicker paper. Bro.
Hold on, bro.
Your tax paper is fucking tracing.
I wish I had a mirror. Dude, it tripped me the fuck out.
It's an optical illusion.
We'll
it's
try it. We'll try it in the bathroom after.
Yeah. So what are you trying to say? Like it's going through the...
I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
I'm
when
not
I
a...
saw it, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, no, that's fake. That's nobody. Fake. But then I was like, I'm going to go try it. And then I forgot because I have a life.
But I tried it. I had like a few minutes because my...
You must have been surprised that you had something on TikTok that wasn't just hot chicks. All I have is hot chicks on TikTok.
Yeah, that's all he has on Twitter.
I have these two. There are these two girls from Gatineau. They're two twins that do OnlyFans, and the government came after them.
Oh, I heard about them.
Oh, what? They're crazy hot.
They refused crazy to pay hot. Taxes?
They didn't know they had to pay taxes. Because they said these are chicks that made, like, they built houses this year that cost them, like, $800,000. So they make, like, over $1 million a year.
Oh, shit.
But they were, like, they used to make whatever fucking the Tim Hortons salary. So they were like, no, but the government always takes money. From, you know, you get your money, the taxes are already paid. And
didn't realize
no one told them you're fucking when you're an OnlyFans girl.
When you're a whore.
You're an independent contractor. So you're a small business owner. And your small business is your tits and pussy.
Yeah. Mm. And what happened?
Are they in trouble? So then the government seized their bank accounts. And the governments are fucking dicks. One of the chicks got away like super easy. She was like, okay, I'll give you so much a month. And they were like, okay, cool. And the other one, she was like, can I give you, can we divide this in like 10 months or whatever? And they were like, no. And then they even wanted to seize her OnlyFans account.
Oh, shit.
And then
so that they could sell porn.
But they just wanted.
Is the government fucked in the head?
But they were like just gonna okay, you pay us, and once you pay us, we'll let you have your OnlyFans.
That's insane.
Again. Yeah,
that's
I don't wild. Know if that's true though. That's what the chick said.
That's
and
insane.
Then I sent
bro.
Her $900 for her underwear.
Good. But that's insane, dude. That's some communism shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
If you take my business, how am I gonna make the money to pay you, dickheads?
Yeah, I've had a lot of problems with the Revenue Quebec. And they're always fucking pieces of garbage.
Mm. Yeah, they're
mean. I years ago I'd written a thing about it, but I owed them $800 $800 or $1,800 anyway. I hadn't paid it because I'd renovated a house, and I was like, once the house is sold, I'll pay them back the $800 or $1,800. Sold the house this long time ago, so houses weren't worth that much, for $130,000. So I had $130,000 came into my account. The government saw I had $130,000 because fucking the banks always tell the government.
Yeah, talk shit.
So the government was like, okay, this guy owes us money. Let's seize all his accounts. Freeze. So they froze my bank account. They froze everything, all of my bank accounts. And then I call them. I'm in Florida. And they're like, sir, you have to come pay us. And then we'll let you have your money. And I was like, can you freeze like 1,800 or even freeze like 5,000 and let me have like 100,000? And they were like, no. Once you come pay us. And I was like, I'm in fucking Florida. And the lady was like, we've heard that one before, sir. And I was like, it's not a fucking line. Like, if you don't believe me, I'll go to the front desk of the hotel. Call me, you fucking bitch.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'd been renovating and I didn't have any money to fucking pay my taxes. I was living on credit cards. So then when they froze... When I had the 130 in the account, I was like, I'm good. I can go on vacation. But when they froze it, I was in Florida.
With nothing.
With just a credit card that every time I'd even buy like a bag of chips, I was like, I hope this fucking, okay, I'm good. Like every time I was hoping it was passing. And then I was like, I had to come back to Quebec to fucking go to Revenue Quebec and give them money, give them a check. So just driving back, every time I'd put gas, I was like, please make it home. Please make it home. Yeah.
Because
I couldn't even get people to send me money. Well, they could have sent it Western Union. But let's say you're in trouble. You can ask a friend, hey, can you deposit, like send $200 in Iraq? I'll pay you back next week. But if you send me $200 in Iraq, the government
took it. Your account's
frozen. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they are fucking dicks.
I have a question. When you went back to pay, unless you give them a check, your assets are frozen. How are they going to take the money?
They
unfreeze basically.
Once they have the paper, then they call the bank and they check. Okay, does he have the money for this? Yes, he does. Okay,
of course, he has the money. You froze the account.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. They are dicks. And even like at first, like I told the lady, she was like, "Okay, well, give us a check, and then we'll wait until the check clears for you to have your account back. I did have cash in Quebec, but it, like, I was like, oh, fuck, I have cash, but if I show up with 1800 in 20s, they'll be like, where'd you make this money? And I'll have to be like, ah, my grandmother died in 1998. Sir, these are bills that were printed last week.
I hate these people so much.
I hate them too. And they tried to fuck with me last year. They went through all my shit, but then I've been good since. I know now that they're dicks, so I have my guy. Like, I'm 100% legit on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I fucking pay up all the time.
I have all my stuff is itemized. The only thing I fucked up on, which is to my, well, I don't know if it's to their benefit, I fucked up something. Like, remember when they were doing the rent subsidy for the businesses?
Mm.
I wasn't supposed to count that as revenue, but I did. So I paid more in taxes.
Okay.
Like a fucking idiot. But now it's like, what do I do? If I complain to them, they're not going to give me money back. They're going to be like, we'll give you a credit. I know it's going to be a whole thing, so I just left it. But I gave them a shit ton more.
Than
I was supposed to. Yeah. So I'm not gonna bring it up unless they ever bust my balls.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like, listen, dickhead.
Then bring it back.
Yeah, because I'll be like, look, I have everything itemized. I fucked up one thing in your benefit, and I didn't say anything because it was my mistake. Yeah. Don't fuck with me, like, because I itemize everything. I have all my receipts. I itemize everything.
They're fucking scumbags, but I'm convinced Revenue Quebec employees used to be hall monitors.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, school. Yeah.
Yeah, hall monitors.
For
yeah.
sure, dude. Like, the level and the pettiness and with the attitude.
Yeah, one lady had to give me attitude when I first started my business because they wanted, like, all kinds of money. And I go, this doesn't make sense. You can't. She goes, you, this is how much you owe. We don't make mistakes. And I go, you clearly made the mistake because you're asking me, you remember this, to pay you more than I made. It doesn't make any sense. So then I went to the offices in Ville Saint-Laurent to see her. And she's like, and again, this fucking lady that I saw there was like, she told me in French.
We don't make mistakes.
We don't make mistakes. And then she figured out they made a mistake. They put the comma in the wrong place. So it looked like I made fucking 10 times more or whatever. And then she's like, oh, it looks like that's off. And then I go, so you made a mistake. And what'd she was just say? Staring at me like this.
Yeah, yeah, they're such. I've been once to clear taxes that I owed. Dude, the attitude I got, I'm like, I'm here to pay you. Like, at least be nice.
Did you get attitude because you were to Tim Hortons?
Yeah. No.
And they said, sir.
No, from the lady at the counter. Like, I'm here, like, I'm there to pay what I owe in taxes. And bro, the front counter, like, just the garbage.
You know why probably they're like that? It's you were the first person to go just pay, but everyone is probably like, you fucking whore. You goddamn bitch. Unfreeze my account.
Yeah,
like, they probably get, like, I knew not to yell at them because I was like, I hate you people, but I don't hate you.
Yeah.
Like, it's the opposite of, or it's exactly like a racist person that has a black friend. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, he hate, you know, it was, I'm not going to explain it. Yeah.
I didn't
catch it. I don't know. I don't know how.
It's very simple. He's like, I just hate all of them.
He was like, yeah. I do hate black people.
Yeah.
I get it. Oh, yeah. You're smart. Yeah. I hate black people and I hate Revenue Quebec.
I think you're a philosopher, but where's the humor? I like what you're saying, but I don't feel the ha-ha. I want to go back to something.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the seeds on Park Avenue.
Yes.
Because I was talking about it the other day, but we lost that
episode. But yeah, you never talked about it on the episode.
How just anarchy in the middle of the day. And now with no power, they're the only ones comfortable. Dude, you understand, like, nothing happened. They're just chilling. They're having fun. For them, it really was like, what are you people panicking about? It's just early Friday. That's all it is for us. And I was like, fuck. There's something important about learning how to live.
Without power.
Because they don't give a fuck.
Especially in the city. You know what they do? They go camping without leaving their homes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of city people will be like, they know how to live without power if they're in the forest and they have a tent and they have their little campfire. But you put them in their house and they freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Whereas Hasidic Jews would probably freak the fuck out in the woods.
Oh, 100%. Or in a train or something.
Yeah.
the thing that fucked with me, though, is I was thinking how calm I was. I was like, I'm really fine. Like, I have stuff. I got snacks, you know. Yeah. Worst case scenario, I'll go murder someone, take their food. Yeah. Like, I'm fine. I know
and no
how
one
to
can
handle.
See you because it's dark.
It's dark.
Cameras don't work.
Cameras don't work.
I don't understand the panic either. I was very calm. To me, it was like, okay, this is going to be back soon.
You know what's funny is I had a thought. I go, all right, if there's no power tomorrow night and people start panicking, I'm breaking into Best Buy. How funny
just
would that be?
You're emptying out Best Buy.
But I still
and as you break the window, power goes back on. So we see you looking at the what?
like a cartoon.
Yeah. The funniest thing that you could do, which would be hilarious, and I don't think the cops should stop you, I think it's worth it, is you break into a Best Buy, but you just steal something random like a screen protector.
Yeah. Just, yeah. I needed this.
Yeah. Or the stuff they have in the front, like a pack of batteries, and you leave.
Yeah.
Just to be like, sir, the damage you caused.
Or a drink.
More. Yeah.
I was thirsty.
Yeah, something random.
Everyone's panicking at the fucking grocery store.
Funny. There's something funny about that. You have to go to court, and the judge is like, are you mental? Take a TV, bro. What are you doing? Would you ever, what would it take for you to start becoming Mad Max style? Like start breaking into places, killing people? What would it take?
It'd take a lot. Like, yeah. Cause I'm pretty good. Like I have a shit ton of food in my basement. And I even bought one of those straws that, let's say we don't have water anymore. It's a straw that has a filter that I can drink any fucking, not contaminated water, any dirty water, even piss. I can drink it and it becomes water.
What? He drinks piss too.
Yeah.
That exists?
I bought that on Amazon. I don't know how good it is.
Have you tried it?
No.
But, who's going to try piss?
But I mean, like, you should try it in case that day ever comes to see if it works.
I don't want to drink dirty river water.
No, but like, I mean, like, take water, throw it in, like, throw salt in the water and then try the straw. See if the salt comes through.
I think the salt will come through. It's for dirt. It's not for
it's
salt.
Like, it's just like for contaminants. I don't know if salt comes. I
yeah.
No, salt
chop
for
up
sure
a mushroom.
Through.
Chop up a mushroom.
Because if it worked.
What's wrong with
chop
you?
Chop up a mushroom?
No. Because like,
you want me to drink a mushroom? Does he think mushroom is a liquid?
No, but to like imitate dirt a bit. To imitate dirt.
Bro, why don't you drink some tomatoes?
Yeah. I'm really curious now.
No. But I'll bring you one. I'll buy you one. And then you can try.
Yeah, take a shit and try.
Yeah.
It.
You, I'll drink your toilet water.
No, I'm not doing that.
Give me 1 second. It's the animal hospital.
Okay.
We cut because I had a phone call from the animal hospital.
Lady that speaks very, very, very loud.
Okay, you noticed she was yelling.
God damn.
Yeah, she was yelling. Just one, because I booked an appointment to take a cardiology thing for my dog to see how her heart is. But then they also told me there might be a problem with her liver. So do you want to do all of it? It's going to cost you X amount of money. So I said, fuck it, let's just do it. I get the complete package for the daughter. But I feel like I just hope they're not upselling me.
I think they are. Do you know why they are? Because you, on every fucking podcast you do, you talk about your dog. And anyone that talks about an animal, you're always like, oh. So they're like, we can milk this fucking.
Yeah, vets are known for milking.
They're fucking, yeah.
But I can't take a chance because imagine I don't do it and then the dog has something.
But that's the thing. That's the issue.
Yeah, they make you feel. And if you don't do it, you feel like a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Like the dog I had that died like 2 years ago. 2 years before she died, or a year before she died, she went blind. And they were like, okay, you can get her operated. It's $5,000. She might not make it through surgery. And she had a bunch of other health things. And then I was like, okay. I was like, do you think she's going to survive? They're like, we don't know. We don't know. So I was like, okay, fuck it. Then don't operate. I want her to be comfortable for the rest of her life. I don't want her, you know, I don't want to kill her, basically, yeah. And then, but since she lived for like almost a year, like after 8 months, I was like, oh, fuck, poor her. She's blind. She's scared. I fucking cheap bastard. If I only would have given $5,000, she'd have almost a full year of seeing shit. And I felt guilty. I'd forgot that the reason why I wasn't doing it is because I didn't want to kill her. And then I was just thinking, oh, you cheap motherfucker. And whenever I buy stuff, I'd be like, you fucking piece of garbage.
You could have spent this.
You're buying a goddamn four-wheeler and your fucking dog is blind. You piece of garbage. I felt like shit.
Oh,
buy it. And they knew I was going to feel like shit.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Yeah, but I can't. I love I love this dog.
I even had. See, I feel so guilty about not getting my dog operated for cataracts. Yesterday, I was with Michelle's brother, Danielle. And
he's a human being, but he brought him to the vet.
No, but he was talking about his mom. He was like, yeah, my mom is almost blind. She's got cataracts and she's waiting to get operated. And it's super long. And I was like, yeah, why don't you guys go private? And he was like, it's $6,000. And then I was like, I'm going to pay. I'm paying for your mom's eyes.
It's only $1,000 more than a human.
It's
than a dog.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's the same person that does it.
Yeah.
Who's a good girl?
Yeah.
Who's
at the same hospital? Yeah.
I remember when they tried to convince me to get the rabies shot for our cat.
Oh, I thought for you.
Yeah, I thought for you.
I remember well, me too.
Yeah. I was having a short temper. I don't have rabies.
Everybody eats fences.
But they were real dicks about it too, because our cat is a house cat. It's declawed, so we don't let him out because he's gonna die. And they were trying to upsell us with this story of how, like, oh no, because some people, they had bats that broke into their house. They broke through the windows, and that's how one
if
of the dogs got rabies.
If someone tells me an elaborate story like that, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But the thing, first time I said, no, don't worry. There's no bats where we live. In Price
there's
Central.
No bats.
And then they came back.
There's no bats anywhere.
there's no bats where I live. Now, blacks, there's a lot of bats.
And then they came back, and then they tried a third time. And then that's where I really got like, look, there's no fucking bats.
The bats tried to come in a third time?
No. The lady with the bat story. She's like, are you sure? Because, you know, if bats break into your apartment, I'm like, look, there's no fucking.
Do you have anything that protects against Sri Lankans?
Yeah, this whole fucking story. And I'm like, and the third time I got angry and they realized.
How much was it? That's not even that expensive.
It was like a couple $100.
A shot?
Yeah, it was like $500-$600.
You have to be a piece of garbage to make up a story to make
I don't even think it was real.
$104 profit. You're scaring a family to make $104.
Now he has a phobia of bats. Yeah.
But even my girl was
he's telling his girlfriend, he's like, you understand. I heard this is a professional told me. They break in at night. Yeah. It's the TVs and shit. And then the girlfriend's like, are you sure the doctor wasn't racist? Yeah. Wait, are you sure you're saying bats?
Yeah.
Cause
I think you're saying bats. Yeah, I don't know. Have a thick accent.
I saw my girl get.
What else could they have been saying?
They come in with their pants kind of low.
God damn.
And their fucking chains. You know how bats are.
Because I let my girl handle it at first.
They come in groups.
I let her handle it first because she's much more sweeter than me. So
much
she was
more sweeter.
So she was like, look, I'll handle it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. Because her too, she got pissed that they came in with that fucking elaborate story. And the first time, second time, after the second time, she's like, okay, you deal with it. Like, fuck off. And then she came the third time. I'm like, there's no fucking bats like that. Like, I got a bit loud. And she's like, okay.
How bad are you going to feel if your cat dies? from a bat-related murder.
From rabies.
If a black guy shoots her in a gang-related murder.
Yeah. I could have gotten a vaccine for this. The vaccine protects him bullets.
Yeah, he calls like, I'm so sorry, I doubted you.
You think that's why Tupac died? He didn't get vaccinated?
Yeah, for rabies. That's what happens. It's big rabies.
That's why 50 Cent is still alive.
Yeah, he got
he succumbed to the peer pressures of big rabies.
big bat got to him.
God damn, bro.
So stupid. Yeah, so I think, I don't know, I have no choice. I'm going to do it because I'm too scared. I don't want anything. I'd rather lose the money and she's okay, then I save some money.
You love
and she's
that
not
dog
okay.
so much.
I love it.
If you don't pay for it and something happens, you're going to feel like shit.
But also, that's less
even
sketchy.
Even if she has something to do and it's big and it costs me 10 G's, I would put it on my credit card and then just work super hard to pay it off. Yeah. Like, I won't.
That's less sketch because they don't really know themselves. Like, it's not like something as obvious as like my cat. That's they could really not know. They could be upselling you, but at the same time, they're like, we don't know.
Yeah, no, she was honest.
Yeah.
And then I just said, she's like, it's expensive. Like, if it's about the money and this and that, I said, no, it's not about that. I'll find the money. I go, and I just said, I'll rob someone. I'll kill, like, this dog is surviving. I go, I just want to know that it's legit.
Yeah.
And then she was telling me, I wouldn't. She goes, I don't know. And I just want to make sure. She goes, it's best to do it. So I said, okay, let's do it.
Some people are nice about it. Some people are dicks.
Because I even talked to them. I go, the reason why I don't trust you people is because last time I went to the emergency because my dog had puked. And they overreacted because I overreacted because, I panicked. Like, I brought her, the stitches. They removed the stitch from the head. Bro, it's like nothing's there. Like,
oh, they did a good job.
But not just if I hadn't, even the guy, he's like, they did a stitch to be safe. If I hadn't overreacted, I panicked. So that's why they put a stitch.
Yeah.
And because I overreact with her. So when I went to the DMV that one time, when she was throwing up, I didn't know what to do. I was panicking. It was like 3 years ago. They're like, oh, we're going to check. We're going to have to do a scan. She
isn't
might be
DMV
dying.
The car place?
In the States.
Okay.
But here they call it the DMV. It's
okay,
for pets.
Oh, the one on Cordeliers.
Machine or whatever. Yeah, garbage.
I thought you were getting it. Yeah. You were waiting in line to renew their license. You're like, my dog is dying.
So I went in. I was panicking. She had like low energy. But I guess she just got a cold. So I paid like $1,000, something, so they could do a scan or whatever. They're like, there's nothing wrong with her. Take her home.
Yeah.
And I was like, you motherfuckers, you told me if I don't do this, she could die.
Yeah. That's dirty.
Yeah,
there should be a kind of refund. Like,
but they know that the people love their animals too much.
Yeah, they take advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking dirty bastards. Mm.
Bro, if I didn't have a dog, I'd be rich.
Everyone's running a scam.
Yeah.
Everyone's running a scam, yeah. We're the only ones that are honest, and we get hated on because, like, they said a bad word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Mm. Speaking of bad words.
Speaking of assholes,
yeah.
I met Justin Trudeau.
The Prime Minister.
Yeah. I did a show with
what
Justin.
What kind of bathhouse was it?
It was, it was very nice. It just Bottoms and me. No, it was, I was doing Tout le monde en parle, the TV show, and I did a blackface joke.
Which made me so
but
proud.
I wanted to do it with Justin Trudeau in front of me, but he pussied out.
Yeah. So the way the show works is it's one of those guest-driven shows, like Bill Maher's show. So the first guest comes, then the second guest comes, and he's with the first guest, and the third guest comes. Yeah. So it's like a round table.
And even Trudeau, who's the prime minister, like he's done that show seven times before. The seven times he stayed the whole show because then he can schmooze and pretend like he knows celebrities. But as soon as he saw my name, and I'm pretty sure it's because of that, but he left right away.
Yeah.
He left right away. I knew I was going to start off by saying, fuck, I'm following the prime minister. I didn't even recognize him without the blackface.
Which is a
good line. Yeah. And then it got a weird reaction because half the people in the audience were like Trudeau supporters that were just there to meet the emperor or whatever you want to call him. And the other half were fucking laughing.
Yeah, they're so half like, happy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I was hoping you'd say, because I wish it was there, because it would have been nice for you to be like, fuck you, you seem darker in the photos. Goddamn, all right.
It would have gone viral for sure.
Oh, it would have been amazing.
Because he's quick, but quick in a stupid way. So he would have said something, and then I would have fucking murdered him.
It would have been amazing if he just slips up. He's like, you call me a neat. Whoa. Everyone's like, stop.
I'm allowed to say it.
Yeah. He starts freaking out. He's like, I took five shots. It's the COVID. Five shots. He starts freaking out. My wife is banging other people. He's just freaking out. He's losing his mind. I kind of feel bad for him, though, because he can never go into public anymore. He can't be normal.
No. There was there was over 100 security guards at the taping, and I did a show once that Stephen Harper was there, and Stephen Harper in the old days, before like left and right started fucking violently hating each other. It used to be in the old days, the left thought the right was bad, the right thought the left was bad, but no one really cared.
No, it was like a wacky argument.
You were like, hey, you're a lefty, I'm right wing, who cares?
Yeah,
it's just fucking politics. But now it's like, you goddamn lefty and you fucking Nazi.
Yeah,
apparently the right are all Nazis now.
Nazi.
But so there was, I've never seen that much security. There was over 100 like RCMP and Secret Service, and they even sent people in our section. So he had his little section, and then in our section, like every dressing room had a Secret Service guy, but you couldn't tell he was Secret Service because he was just wearing a suit and he had a lanyard. So
it said Secret Service.
No, but he looked like just a CBC guy. So I'm watching Justin Trudeau before me, and the co-host is kind of roasting him, I'm looking at Trudeau and I'm like, I fucking hate that guy. Because every answer he was giving, it was making me angry.
Trudeau answer,
it was just a fake. It was just fucking bullshit. Mm. And I was like, I fucking hate that guy. And then the RCMP guy is like, yeah, he is rough with the questions. And I'm like, no, not him. He's super funny. He's good. Fucking Trudeau. Trudeau's a piece of shit.
And the
guy didn't know what to say. And then Michel asked him. He was like, Michel's my manager. He was like, would you take a bullet for him? Like, and then he was like, he took a while to answer, and I was like, it's his job. That's what he has to do. Even if he hates him, he has to take a bullet for him.
Did the guy ever answer?
He never answered. He was just confused. He was like,
he's like, I would have to, but I might not. Mm. I might react slow.
I wonder, like, they have to, and I'm sure, like.
But how do we say that? But how do you take a bullet? If the stuff that happens in movies, dude, that slow motion can't happen.
Yeah.
Unless you're already covering him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If the guy's shot and you're not already on him, you're not beating that bullet.
Yeah. But I think it's just like whenever
he might get shot, and then you might jump and get shot also.
Whenever someone takes a bullet, it's because they're pushing someone into a car. So you're just pushing, and you don't think about.
Yeah, maybe.
But that must suck if, like, let's say someone gets shot and he's dead and he's going down and you're like trying to help him and then you get shot and then like
I hope nothing.
I hope heaven exists just for
Jesus to judge you and go, you dummy, you stupid piece of shit. He was dying. He was already dead.
You helped nothing.
You helped protect a cadaver.
Yeah.
Good job, dumb dumb.
Yeah, good job, stupid. There's a place with a fucking fence over there. You go hang out up there. So God dumb. Yeah. But I really don't like him. I'm glad that you met him, though. I'm glad that you got that joke off. What a pussy for leaving. But the only thing I feel bad about is because he can't live a normal life. Even when he's not prime minister anymore, he can't go places and be normal. Yeah. It's impossible. Everyone hates him.
He polarized the country.
Security guards. Yeah. No one had, like you're like, dude, I've got death threats. Yeah. I don't have any security guard. I'm fine. Yeah. You can't walk around without all these fucking people even after you're prime minister because everybody hates you.
Yeah.
You destroy the economy. The people that don't hate him are the people that don't understand anything. Yeah. About how, like, they don't understand how cards work or anything. They're like, he smiled. He said good stuff. It's like, ma'am, can you afford groceries? No, I don't know why.
A lot of those people were angry at me. You know what's fucked up? Like, when I went through my thing, the court thing, these people would write, look at Mike Ward, fucking coward. He's making fun of a child. He wouldn't make fun of a leader. He wouldn't make... And now these same people are like, look at Mike Ward, fucking coward. He said that joke because Trudeau wasn't there.
No, the coward left.
Trudeau wasn't there because he fucking left.
Yeah.
Like, I was doing that joke either way.
Yeah.
And if he would have been there, I did the joke kind of talking to the audience, but I would have stared at him.
Yeah.
Like, telling someone he's a racist piece of garbage to his face.
It's amazing.
And getting a huge laugh, especially when it's someone like Trudeau that always plays the woke, he's not racist, and I love black people.
He just hates native women, people of color,
but
anyone that disagrees with him. Sri Lankans? Like, he just hates everyone.
I wanted to ask him, like, if he would have been there, I would have asked him. I was like, I like the fact that you surround yourself. Like, his security, there was people from every color, every background. But I was like, if you love, like natives, if you love them so much, instead of wearing an orange shirt one day a year, why don't you give them water?
Yeah.
You know what I would have said? Water's for winners.
Yeah.
I think we won that exchange. Yeah. We got the water. That would have set him back a couple of
years. He would have deflected with something else. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he would have made me, like...
He would have been like, so you could go there and piss in the water with your friends?
Yeah. Some
that
dumb shit like
Greek
that.
That stupid Greek guy that shit himself.
That stupid Greek guy that shit himself.
But
I love it. The thing that Justin Trudeau has listened to every episode of Two Drink, the Kumia days.
Do you remember the Kumia? We were on a Kumia show and I made fun of Trudeau. And the next day at my house, I got a happy birthday card from Trudeau. Do you remember this? When we had that was the funniest fucking thing. He's telling me to go fuck myself.
Yeah. I still get them. The happy birthday. The which ones?
He sent me a happy
birthday. The Christmas ones.
He sent
to everyone.
But there's such pieces of shit that, like, the Liberal Party, they see your last name and they go, okay, these guys are ethnic. They're going to vote for me. As soon as your name isn't, like, fucking, like, a French-Canadian name or a, like, a old, like, Smith-type name or Ward, they never send letters to a Ward.
No, I don't even know how they had all my info.
It's the government.
Yeah.
I had the first time I went on Tout le monde en parle that I'd done it with or it was actually the second time. First time I was with Jack Layton. He was super nice, and I said that I'd voted for him, and I liked him as a leader. I thought he'd be a good leader, and I liked him
and
as
you
a politician.
Wrong.
And then he got that's when he got a lot of votes in Quebec. And there was an article in Maclean's and in L'Actualité saying that I was the reason why Layton had gotten so many votes in Quebec. So, like, for the NDP, they thought I was like a crazy lefty, but I'm not left at all. But I liked him. I'm pretty center. I'm maybe a little left center, but I'm pretty center. But anyway, so I'm with Thomas Mulcair that was the guy after him, and then Guy Lepage asked him, "What do you think of Mike Ward?" And he's like, "Well, he's, you know, people think he's vulgar, but he's got a good head on his shoulders because he thought I was one of them." And he goes, "And you know, sometimes he says stuff, but he's always on point." And then Guy goes, "What do you think of Thomas Mulcair?" And I was like, "He's not a leader. He's not a leader." And then I go, "He has no charisma. No one's gonna follow this guy."
This is a moment after he said, "This guy, Mike, he's onto something. Yeah. He's normally right." And then he's like, "What do you think?"
Yeah.
"This guy's a piece of shit."
Yeah. And then I had said, I was like, see, he has no charisma. Justin Trudeau, oh, that's all he has is charisma. No idea. So we should, he's an empty shell. We should open up the shell and fucking hide Thomas Mulcair inside the shell. Yeah. And then that'd be a good politician. Got a good laugh.
Thomas, how do you feel about this? Would you like to be inside Justin?
And then after, like, Thomas Mulcair looked so sad and his fucking people were, they were talking, okay, how can we spin this? How can,
yeah, that's so stupid.
I felt so bad for him. I was like, oh, I just broke this old piece of shit fucking politician.
And it's not even what you wanted.
No, it was just a joke. I was just, I thought it was funny.
It was.
They opened the door for me. Like, but then the liberals kept on sending me emails and messages. There was a guy I didn't even know, but I think he knew me, and he was like, hey, you should meet Justin. He's a good dude. I was like, I don't want to meet him. No, but you should have a drink with him. He's fun to drink with. So and I was like, I don't want to take a... No, you have a beer.
I have
beer
friends
with Justin. I was like, no, I have friends. Yeah. What the fuck? So, yeah, it was... I fucking hate Justin Trudeau.
I like that he was trying to fuck you, though.
Yeah. I'm a handsome man. He knew I'd get thin eventually.
Yeah. He was playing the long game.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was grooming me. Justin Trudeau groomed me. And he saw Fat Mike and he thought, oh, one day he'll be Hot Mike.
But now you got too confident. That's why he walked off set. He's like, I'm not staying here for this. Yeah. But it is smart for him to walk off because you could have derailed his whole campaign.
No. Because I don't know anything about politics, but I know how to fucking take a train off the tracks.
Oh. Dude, and he wouldn't be able to keep his composure. God.
And plus, I don't take anything personal, so he could say anything about it. I don't care. Yeah. Like, it's fucking, I got canceled and I came back, so I don't care. Yeah. Like, say what you want to say. Like, if he goes, yeah, but you said this and that was racist. Yeah, that was racist, but it was funny. it was funny, but your thing was just, it was just racist.
Yeah.
Or if he says, like, you said this. Yeah, I'm a comedian. Yeah. I'm supposed to do outrageous shit. You're a goddamn leader. Goddamn leader isn't supposed to fucking mock 10% of his population.
Or more, actually. Yeah. He's mocking this guy.
Yeah.
Or what, he's like, you made fun of a disabled boy. Yeah, and your best friend in college was banging boys. Whoa, how am I the bad guy?
Oh, yeah, sure. I forgot about that.
I didn't forget.
His best friend was a pedophile?
Yeah, you haven't seen this shit.
His photographer or something?
Dude, he's not his photographer. One of his friends from college. Right? Poseidon sends me all kinds of good links, bro.
Yeah.
Poseidon's my conspiracy.
To defend, Justin Trudeau's defense, he probably didn't know. For sure he didn't know.
Also, Justin has done some suspicious stuff at some point when he was
not
a teacher.
To kids, though.
Well, he was in a class.
Oh, yeah, but there's young too. Yeah. You're talking about the girl in school?
No.
He was in his 20s.
He's reading to a classroom and he's wearing a kilt.
No, I know about, I heard about that, but forget that.
And he
that
got an erection?
But the eyesight of the kids is
all in his
balls. Could see right away dick and balls.
Look, he's a weirdo for that, I agree, but that's
and
not...
And it's open, his legs are open.
I know, but he's also dumb enough to...
And his mom was a whore.
Yeah.
So maybe he thought that's what you do when you're wearing a skirt.
No, maybe that's funny.
He learned from the best.
Yeah. Maybe
he's like, oh, what did mom do? Oh, yeah, she'd lift it up and spread her legs.
I'll give him a benefit of the doubt just because he's so dumb, he might have not thought that through.
I get it.
Ladies wear skirts all the time, so the thing that I remember was there was like a lawsuit, some girl that was like, they paid the family money.
I don't remember the details.
Weird thing with her when she was 15 or some shit like that at camp or whatever.
Jesus fucking Christ, why didn't I know this when I was writing Noah?
He sends me all this shit. Yeah. Why don't you send him this fucking links, bro?
I've been fucking talking about fucking those Human Rights Commission people, and Justin did the same thing. How old was he?
I think he was in his 20s. I think he was teaching or some shit.
But she was 15 and he was like 20. Like,
well, maybe he was older.
If he was a teacher, he was definitely over 24.
I can't remember.
This on my phone because we're
having
a
right? Because you're not. Like, what's the youngest you can be when you're a teacher? 28? Maybe 23?
As a teacher?
Well, when you get out of. Because it's only. All you got to do is get a bachelor's degree.
I have no idea.
So you're like 23, let's say. Okay. But even 23 and 15 is unacceptable.
Anything in 15, yeah. That's
well, 15 and 17, no, you're good. Even 18, you're like, okay, it's a little much.
Three years of gray area, but not 20.
But 20, as soon as you hit 20.
What was it beside him?
She accused him of groping her, basically.
How old was he?
18 years ago, at a musical festival.
Oh, nice. Okay, so
is that the same thing, or is that
something
else?
No, but what's this one? So
no, he's had a few of those, but the thing is, hold on, I don't believe him all because there's gonna be some people just because he's famous that they might bullshit. Making he might have hugged someone like she grew up.
Yeah.
So I don't. I remember there was some kind of lawsuit. He had sent me the link, but I can't keep track of everything he sends me. It's a lot.
Yeah, and this was at the beginning of the pandemic.
Or he sent me all kinds of shit,
and I went deep in the rabbit hole, dude, for a while, and then I had to pull out because I was fucking losing my mind during the pandemic.
A lot of shit that ended up being true.
Yeah. The only thing that I never really believed as well, I was like, this is a bit too far fetched, was the 5G shit and the chips that the chips. But the 5G, the
reason why you didn't believe it is because I kept yelling at you about how stupid it was.
Mm. And the chips and the vaccine, that was like, I was like, this.
Why
is
would
a
they
bit...
waste fucking chips?
And why nanobots are because the whole thing was there's nanobots in the vaccine, but I was like, nanobots are fucking expensive, dude. It's like military grade shit.
Yeah, you don't need that for everyone.
Like, they wouldn't spend, you know?
Why do you want to know what fucking Sanjeev Patel is doing? Yeah. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. They already know.
Yeah, that's why it's hard. But but he had a lot of good ones that came true.
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so find that Justin and a 15-year-old, and I'm going to. Yeah, that's going to be my next show.
Wait, what?
That's going to be my next show.
Justin and a 15-year-old?
Yeah, just find out the lawsuit thing, what it was. I wish I remembered the details. Yeah. But I remember seeing it and be like, oh, is this going to be public? And it's like, no, they're paid money, hush money. And
that's like, exactly what I say about the guy from the president of the Human Rights Commission. That's exactly what he did.
That's what they always do.
These fucking people.
Yeah.
These fucking people.
And
then someone says, like Roseanne does semi, it's not even racist because she didn't know. Like, it's just a dumb
joke.
Yeah. A dumb fucking person on, like, Roseanne fucking stoned tweeting something stupid is canceled. And then fucking Justin Trudeau, who's worn blackface a million times, fucking fucks a 15-year-old or.
I don't know what he did. I don't remember if he banged her or whatever.
So apparently, this was in Vancouver when he was a teacher. So in 2001.
2001?
Yeah.
Okay. How old was he? When's he born? I don't know why I got angry. 2001. But 2001, he's born, I think, in 73 or 74.
Yeah, and she was 15.
So 2001, 74 to 2001 is 27 years old.
Okay.
Oh, so 28 when I said I wasn't far off.
27, 28.
Yeah.
Depending on. But he's definitely like born 74, 72 to 75, let's say.
Justin Trudeau date of birth.
I don't know.
I'm typing it.
I would ask his dad, but.
You don't speak Spanish?
No, I don't speak Spanish. Not Justin, that I meant you, because the conspiracy. Like, I would ask his dad, like, when like he would know. But it sounded like I was making a mean joke about it. No.
December 25th, 1971. So he was 30.
Oh, okay, so he's older.
Yeah. He was 30.
He was 30, and she was 15.
Oh, okay, now that makes sense. I'm fine with that.
God damn. How, but just in Justin's defense.
So they're saying it was either.
we're talking, okay, anything over C cup.
He gets a pass. He's like, I didn't know. Yeah. Knowing one of your students, anybody could be a student.
Knowing Trudeau was probably A cup.
No matter how old she looked, like you can play that game if you meet a girl in a bar and she looks old or older.
I'm not a high school.
You're like, I didn't know she, but if you meet her in high school and you're a teacher, you're like, I thought she was 24. I thought she was just, she's very dumb. So I thought she had failed a bunch of times.
So
she's 30.
He left his teaching job at the West Point Grey Academy in Vancouver.
He was escorted out of it.
After having a sexual relationship with either a student or a student's mother.
Oh, I like that. I like that second part.
See, this is this is where you can tell it's just fake propaganda. Because they're like, he probably just banged this 15-year-old kid's mom.
I hope so.
And then they're like, okay, all right. So it's either the mom or the daughter. We don't know.
He may have fucked the dog.
Yeah. I don't like that
propaganda.
He might have raped the turtle.
Yeah.
But there was that whole thing. But it never came out. That's not confirmed, so we don't know.
I hope he banged the mom.
But that sounds fake. The daughter thing sounds fake.
Yeah.
But the mom thing is hilarious. He definitely fucked the mom. Because he was like, Justin Trudeau is a handsome man.
Yeah.
So him at 30 was probably like really handsome.
And he was young.
Plus, and he's the prime minister's son.
Yeah.
So you get this fucking slutty lady bringing her daughter. And she's like, God damn, he's like this close to having his finger on. the Canadian button, which just orders soup.
Unleash the ducks.
It just orders soup.
Yeah, because we don't have a button. Like, I know, Americans, I know, have a button, but what the fuck is our button gonna be?
Well, it makes sense because it's cold too.
You push the button.
It's true though, for soup. It's cold. I'm cold.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. I hope he banged them on.
Yeah. Yeah, so do I.
That makes him kind of cool.
Probably did.
That'd be amazing.
He's my new best friend. Yeah. That guy was right. He does sound awesome to have a drink with.
He's awesome for that. But no, he's a piece of garbage. He destroyed the economy and the country. However, I obviously hope he's not banging underage people. I hope he's banging moms. Yeah. You can't be insane.
Yeah, moms is pretty cool. Yeah,
that would be cool. Yeah. I'd high five him for that. Yeah. I still hate him. Be like, I respect the hustle, but go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Okay, you get a bump. You get a fist bump.
You get a fist bump? Now fuck off. Yeah. How's our boy Zelensky doing?
Still up to his act. Yeah. He should win an Oscar this year.
He hates Zelensky.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, hates him.
Well, I don't hate him, but he's a fraud. He's basically scamming American taxpayers.
So you're a Putin
guy. Well, he's not scamming.
The American government is making their
decisions. The American government is
scamming the people.
Yeah, exactly. But because he's always going to events and demanding money from people,
which is funny.
He's not demanding.
No. He's legit. He's
demanding, and it's fucking hilarious.
When FIFA was happening, he got upset. Because they wouldn't let him play a message of him demanding billions of dollars, like, send us money and this, that. And FIFA was like, nah, bro, it's a fucking sporting event. Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, because he wanted when they were in fucking Qatar.
Yeah.
And FIFA's trying to explain to him. It's like, dude, they almost murdered the homosexual players.
Yeah.
We're not playing your fucking thing here. They're going to go crazy.
Are
you nuts?
We're going to get these Arabs, man.
Yeah. We're already having problems right now. And he's like, no, let me play my message for Qatar. They don't care. They're just going to see another gay guy on screen. They're going to kill us. Yeah. We can't do this.
And he was pissed. He was livid.
He was angry.
Like, they don't care about the Ukraine and everything. Like, he was.
It's like Seinfeld. It's basically like that Ukrainian guy in the metro. He's very upset about the Ukraine.
We're stuck in a bunch of Seinfeld episodes.
Yeah.
God damn. Fuck. Curb is being renewed, speaking of Seinfeld, for the 12th season, 12th and final.
That's old news, doggy.
Yeah.
That's old news. What's wrong with you?
I saw it recently, no?
No, it's old news.
Or was it 13?
It's recent. It's it only came out like maybe 8 months ago.
Yeah. Oh, so 13 maybe. 13, I think.
No, it's 12. But
oh.
But we knew.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
What else?
We're insiders.
Tesla runs on batteries.
Don't make stuff up. I don't like spreading misinformation.
It looks like a regular car. It's a battery car.
Don't make stuff up, Mike. Are you for real?
Yeah.
What kind of battery?
It's a big battery.
Like a Duracell.
No, it's a Tesla cell.
Okay, that's made up.
One of them lithium ions.
None of them sounds real. A Tesla. Did you see he changed the Twitter icon to a Dodge icon?
Yeah. And then whenever you hit anything, it pops up.
He's so stupid.
Yeah. People get angry. People like to get angry at him. He's the only autistic person that you can insult publicly and no one cares.
Or the people from Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah. No, you can't insult them. Like if I wrote something mean about one of those people.
Oh, no, yeah. People get mad at me. I do it all the time. Yeah. People get mad at me. They call me an asshole. But you could do it.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, you can go to Compton and yell the N-word at everyone. You get murdered.
Next trip. You know what's funny is I remember when I went to Compton years ago, I was on a business trip. And my buddy Rob was with me. This is amazing. So I'm driving. And I'm like, last time I was here, like I went to Compton. He's like, no, he's very panicky. He's like, no, you didn't. I go, I did. Like, I visit all the places like I want to visit, like that I know from music, this and that. Mm-hmm. So I was excited. I go, you know what? Let me fucking show you. So I go to get up. Dude, I've never seen someone freak. I was like, don't fuck it. What are you doing? So we get off and we're in like the neighborhood, you know, we're and he's losing. But it's like a normal neighborhood. People are walking, kids are walking. And he's losing his shit. Like, get back on the highway. He's losing his shit. I go, bro, I've been here. Mm. Nothing's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen to you.
First time I was in LA, I was surprised at how it's just a regular neighborhood because I heard about it so much in music. I thought, like, driving, because I was like, I got to see this place. I'm not going to stop because I figured I'd get murdered, but I wouldn't have. But I just wanted to drive through. And then I was like, these are just like regular little houses.
Yeah.
They're just.
If you don't fuck with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love that going to. I had a friend, I think I told you this once. We. We went to see a football game in Orlando, and the stadium is in a black neighborhood. And I was like, let's get fried chicken. If we're going to be in a black neighborhood, we'll have the best fried chicken we've ever had. So we go to this place, and then it's all black people. And we're three dudes, and two of us get out. And the third one, that's when I realized, he's afraid of black people. Because he's a guy from Switzerland. So he's probably
he's never seen black people.
He's only seen black people on TV. So he was like, he was just nervous. And then he was walking around, like he was holding his bag, like the fuck, like
some that's fucking guy. Wow, yeah. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. These are just fucking black people that wanted to buy fucking chicken.
They're doing the same thing you're doing. Yeah. They're hungry. They're looking for chicken, bro. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, if you're going to have fried chicken, go to the source.
They're still hungry.
Yeah.
They take mine. It's so delicious. That's not how this works, bro.
Have you seen them do the seafood cookouts in those giant barrels?
I've seen them.
Yeah.
The
those people?
No, black people. Because like, no.
Because you said, have you seen them? So we I was like, do we? Is that a thing you can say? And then I was like, those people? No, black people.
No.
The blacks. Have you seen the blacks?
No, because Mike, they do these giant cookouts in these cauldrons.
Ooh, what people?
The black people.
Okay.
Bro, it's called a barbecue.
No, Southerners. The southern black people.
The southerners.
Yeah. They get these huge cauldrons, and they throw in like juices and stuff and spices
like
and water.
Like Louisiana black people. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. But I watched videos, and it looks fucking delicious.
Yeah, bro,
they're
having a barbecue.
They throw shrimp, lobster, all kinds
of
shit.
You know what he's like? He would be a funny, we have him like Carl Pinkerton, you know, he goes around documenting, but he's just fascinated by things that he should already know. Yeah. Like, so you put juices and you cook around the fire, and he's looking at the camera, he's like, as if we're living in the prehistoric ages. And then the black guys are like, have you never been to a barbecue? Mm. No, I've been to barbecue with white people. But this, like, he's like, bro, what's wrong with you?
No, because then they pull it out.
So your chicken is fried.
Oh, you know what? You know what's fucked up? Finish your racist story, and then I'll have
this huge cauldron. I've never seen it before, and it looks amazing. And then they have in that cauldron.
Like to boil the black people?
No, to boil the shrimp and the lobster and the crawfish and the crab. Yeah. And then they have like a second a cauldron with holes in it, kind of like a strainer, and they pull that out
exactly like a strainer.
It's a strainer, but a big one.
Okay,
it's a strainer, but black.
And then they put corn. They put all kinds of shit, and it's fucking like it looks. I've never seen that here. I've never seen that happen. And like for the first time I saw it, I'm like, this looks delicious. I want
to
go.
It's only that you can't even buy those types of barbecues. You can't buy them. You need to get a black man to make it for you. They don't exist.
Yeah, but the reason why we don't have those barbecues here is because it's fucking snowing 10 months out of the year, and it's an outdoor thing.
But
they have those big cauldrons in restaurants.
Yeah.
So if you want to go in, they probably have black people there too. So you'd be fascinated.
No, but just it looked delicious, dude.
Wow! Look at him. He's so real black. And look at his hair.
Oh, God damn it!
It's all.
Where is your ghetto?
And he said the sign language. The guy's like, "Who is this stupid motherfucker?"
You know how I told you? I started getting my hair done in a black barbershop.
Yeah.
I think I ruined the black barbershop.
Oh, God damn it.
First time I went, I walked in and it was all black people. And then I didn't know it was a black barbershop, but it's too late. Once you're in, you can't go like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you look racist.
You can't pull up a sign.
So I go in.
Where's the crawfish?
So they cut my hair, and then other like white people walked in. They were like, okay, yeah, there's a white guy. And then second time I went, there's like a couple of white guys. Then third time I went, a couple of white guys. Last time I went, all white guys.
Oh, you ruined
so
it.
No. All the barbers are black, and it's just white guys getting their hair
cut. You gentrified the place.
I gentrified the fucking barbershop.
No.
You're a hipster woman in fucking Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You ruined a good neighborhood.
And one of them told me that...
You ruined a good neighborhood. They were living happily, and then you introduced the whites.
One of them started telling me that, and then I started yelling that I want to see his manager.
Sir, you don't understand. You've done us a disservice. And you're like, all right, listen, Blackie. Where's the white man in charge? He's like, God damn it.
Get me the manager. He's a manager. No, the real manager. You know. The money guy.
The money guy. The money guy. You know what would be funny? It would never happen. Trudeau doing a podcast like this.
Oh, fuck. You know what I should have done? I'm so stupid. I should have accepted and fucking recorded him. Like, have a beer with Trudeau, because apparently Trudeau's funny and fun and he's cool to hang out. Anyone that's cool to hang out with and fun and likes to drink says outlandish shit.
Yeah.
So to hear Trudeau talking about banging fucking this chick's mom.
N-word this, N-word
yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah. And I was wearing blackface when I was banging that stupid old whore.
God.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be wild. Yeah. Yeah, because behind closed doors, you don't know what this guy says. This guy probably goes nuts.
He'd be fun on a podcast if it would just be him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, though, he's been a politician so long. And it hasn't been that long, because he went from art teacher to politician to prime minister in like a month and a half. But he's been a leader for like 10 years. Mm. So he grew up seeing his father with the fucking just saying the same bullshit and the lies. So I don't even think he's able to tell the truth anymore. He'll always spin it.
I wonder if that's comfortable or if that weighs on you. I think part of why we laugh and we look younger is because we're always just saying stupid shit to laugh. And it comes out. He can't let that come out.
I think he has no to guilt. Filter it.
You know? Michel was telling me, like, when he was on Tout le monde en parle, and the Guy Lepage, the host, had asked him a question, and he'd always do a thing that I'd learned how to do when I first got to Montreal. I got this gig that it came with. They gave me a course from National, which is a PR firm that they only do damage control, usually for politicians or people that like get caught with fucking 15-year-olds.
Get them on speed dial.
Yeah. So, and they had told me, they were like, okay, when you do an interview, whatever the question is, like, if you go, hey, you like skiing, go, yeah, I love skiing. I started skiing with my dad when I was young, and my dad was such a good dude. I'd go with my dad. Sometimes we'd go fishing. I remember this one year I was fishing with my dad, and then you fucking tell your dad fishing story, and the question was about
skiing.
Mm. So, and it's easy to do if you're not, you know, an accused rapist, you know. But
so you were accused of rape. Look, rape does rhyme with grapes. Yeah. Now, the trick to a good fruit salad. Yeah. And he's like, let's go back to the rape. Why, bro? We're talking about salads. Like, don't be weird.
It rhymes with grape, like the film Gilbert Grape. And that fat lady. she was fat.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about retards on this show? What's the situation?
Yeah, but Justin Trudeau was doing that. And he does that all the time. So if someone will go, what about a Bill C-11? No, but instead of going, look, I'll talk about Bill C-11, he'll go, look, there's a lot of bills that we pass. A lot of bills. Some of them work. Some of them don't. Remember last year, Bill C-98. You're like, I've never heard of Bill C-98. Yeah. No, but Bill C-98. And then he talks about Bill C-98 that helps fucking homeless ladies in Nunavut.
Yes, remember Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton. He fucked his secretary.
Yeah.
He got in trouble for it. I won't, because they all sign NDAs. Yeah,
exactly.
I was like, wait, he won't. I'm like, oh, okay.
I don't make the same mistakes as that bill. So this new bill gonna be fine. Yeah, like, what is he talking about?
Right, Trudeau asks people this. Apparently, everyone has to sign an NDA, right?
That's what I heard about. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know,
but it would make
you. That's what you are saying because of a paper you signed.
But it would make sense, regardless.
Yeah, definitely,
because I would do the same thing. I would make everyone have an NDA. Because let's just say you're a prime minister and something slips. Like, you're like, I don't know, off the phone call, you're like, you're talking to Zelensky. You're like, oh, this guy's such a fucking bitch. You don't want that person to just, because they can spin it in, they won't put it in context of Trudeau was annoyed because Zelensky was asking for too much. He's like, yo, I'm a sovereign nation. You're not going to bully me, right? They don't have that. All they say is like, Trudeau was calling Zelensky a bitch. Yeah. And they're like, Trudeau called the guy who's getting attacked and he said, you're a bitch. Like, it would spin it. If I was Trudeau, I would do the same thing.
Yeah,
I don't want that shit.
Yeah,
you
got to
give the devil his due.
No. Yeah, broken telephone, and then the message is skewed.
Dude, on podcast, people take stuff out of context.
It's amazing. The expression in English is broken telephone. In French, it's téléphone arabe.
Yeah,
it's the Arab telephone. I love how racist that is.
It's not. It's not, because I heard through the grapevine they always lie.
We should end on that. That's a perfect joke to end on.
So look, MikeWard.ca is where you should go, because Mike is not just on tour with Suzette Kutt. If you're in Europe, you could even catch him. But in English, Toronto, the Great Hall Is the great or the grand?
The great hall.
The great hall.
Great hall.
Not the mediocre hall.
MikeWard.ca for tickets. We're going to do shows in Montreal. If the Great Hall sells out, then we're going to go to Calgary. We're going to go to Vancouver. So I'm putting pressure on Toronto to go to Calgary.
Make it happen because we've got other plans. We don't just want noir, right? Yeah. We're not just looking at the noirs.
We want black.
We want full black. We're thinking if this works, we might do a 2-drink minimum tour around Canada and do some stand-up as well so you can see us all over. So MikeWard.ca, get your tickets, sell out the Toronto date, and then we'll see from there. Follow and support Poseidon, the Poseidon 69. Also, our new sponsors, Canadoc.ca. If you're going to get some medical cannabis, get it from the best place possible.
For those of you that are audio listeners, it's C-A-N-N.
Yeah, like cannabis.
Yeah.
Canadoc. Canada and cannabis. I guess it's more for cannabis doc, not Canada doctor.
Yeah.
But very good. Go there. It takes less than 10 minutes to get your card, and you get the best products at the best prices, and you're supporting the show. So thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.